It is 10 minutes after 7, and I just was perusing very quickly a CNN poll that says that the GOP has some growing momentum and some real potential to take back some seats in the midterm elections.
Never underestimate the Republicans' ability to screw that up.
Oh, that is so true. And I wish, yeah, you know, you can only laugh at that. But yes, that is quite true.
Well, I mean, look, there are some people, though, who will look at what's going to happen to their health care bill.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some who will say, I'm not voting for the people who are responsible for this.
I think
that's
agreed.
Going to be a very common feeling.
But what I find very interesting is there are some other indicators that perhaps, and again, everybody does the speculation and so forth about, you know, oh, the tide's turning, conservatism is coming back. Liberalism is a very powerful force. It appeals just so much to individuals who want a lot and don't want to do a lot for it. That's what liberalism appeals to. I want everything. I deserve everything. I deserve it. I am entitled to it. Oh, I got to work for it? No, I'm not really interested in that. Well, I combat those that say liberalism is a growing tide from an article that I just found on a website called truthrevolt.org. And I don't know if you've heard this or not. Liberal commercial talk radio is taking a huge hit in some very large markets, New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco.
All right. A few quick caveats here.
Yes, sir.
The liberal talk show hosts stink compared to the conservative talk show hosts. That's just the way the talent pool was divided. There is no equal for Rush Limbaugh in terms of radio talk show talent.
Now, why is that?
He's a generational best we've seen in a long time host. He's a skilled radio communicator whose politics happen to be conservative. The left doesn't have anyone. Ed Schultz may be the closest they have, but Ed Schultz on air comes off as a mean-spirited kind of jerk.
But you know what? Is that because of his talent or is that because of his viewpoint? I mean, I think it's a lot to do with his viewpoint.
I think some of that is true.
Liberalism has a tendency to be so negative and so defeatist. I think one of the reasons that conservative radio is so popular is that it brings a message that we are good, that we can do this, that America is a good place. Liberal radio comes out and says, you should be ashamed of your success. You suck. Look how bad it is.
That's true. Nobody likes a finger wagger. People don't want to listen to that.
So 2014 marks the beginning of a bit of a change in liberal talk radio across the United States. In New York City, WWRL 1600 AM is going to flip to El España. ¿Tú hablas inglés? No. Spanish language and Spanish music. That means Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Alan Combs all lose their gig on that particular channel.
And a syndicated show cannot be viable nationally unless it's heard in the largest radio markets. If you don't have a New York City affiliate, your show's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Same thing if you're not heard in Chicago and Los Angeles. You mm-hmm. have to be on in the big markets or else advertisers won't pay top dollar for your network commercials.
In Los Angeles, KTLK 1150 is going to be getting rid of Stephanie Miller, Randy Rhodes, Bill Press, David Cruz. They're all leaving. Guess who's replacing them? Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. Aren't they the trinity of talk radio?
Because Los Angeles is one of the markets where Cumulus is dropping some of the premier radio, uh-huh. Rush Limbaugh, and premier radio is moving it to mm-hmm. stations that they own.
We go on now to San Francisco. KNEW 960 is going to drop Stephanie Miller, getting rid of Hartman, getting rid of Mike Malloy. Without a radio home in the market. They haven't made an announcement what they're going to do to replace it, but they are dropping their liberal talk radio hosts. The article says that thanks to radio consolidation and the secondary status of leftist talk in markets across the country. The death knell for liberal talkers could be tolling. They do not have the same draw as conservatives. KTLK was ranked number 41 in the market in November. WWRL registered almost no pulse at all. KNEW registered just a 0.4 in the ratings in the San Francisco market, placing it number 31.
Right, and that's the problem. It's not an ideology thing. It's an audience problem.
Yeah.
If there were huge ratings for these shows that are being dropped, they'd be picked up by somebody else.
But, okay, this is my question. All right. There are people who agree with these hosts, that agree with these viewpoints, that would like to have their viewpoint validated by an authority on the radio. Why don't they have any ratings?
Because they're not good.
Yeah.
You know, we get this call every once in a while at the radio station. Someone will call me up because I'm in charge of the programming here. That's one of the things I do off air.
You are?
We'll say, your radio station needs some balance. You got all those conservative guys on. So why don't you take one of those conservative guys off and put a liberal on?
Yeah.
Because the ratings would be lower. That's why.
Yeah.
And because we can't tell our advertisers that in the name of balance, that their commercials are being heard by fewer people. There's no one who's interested in that when they're buying advertising. It's about getting the largest audience that we can so that we can make the world go round by getting the most for our commercials.
And if you want to hear a differing viewpoint, you can flip over to another channel and find a differing viewpoint. And then if that's what you like, if that pulls your trigger, more power to you.
And more so than ever before, between podcasts and internet streams and what have you.
Yeah.
If you want to hear some guy who's way, way out of the mainstream on the left, it's out there
somewhere.
Sure it is. It's not on this and other successful radio stations because not enough people listen to it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that the this story that we're being told by a lot of the media, a lot of the press, that liberalism and socialism has a big head of steam and it's just an unstoppable juggernaut, I don't know. I find myself disagreeing with that when you look at what is truly popular. What is it that the majority, vast majority of our nation is listening to? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Sedation Dentistry has revolutionized the dental profession. Now you can sleep comfortably through any procedure, no matter how painful. But what about the other situations in life you'd probably rather sleep through? At Sedadol, we have board-certified anesthesiologists who can help you sleep comfortably through virtually any unpleasant experience, like a visit with your in-laws.
So, when can we expect a grandchild?
Okay, breathe slowly and count down from 10.
Okay, 10, 9, 8...
Sleep comfortably through your child's school evaluation.
Your daughter needs to pay more attention in class. She's always bothering other kids.
Just relax, and we'll see you in a couple of hours.
We'll work with her on that.
Sedadol can help you dream away the pain, even if you have the misfortune of being a New York Giants fan this year.
Okay, just inhale here before kickoff, and we'll catch you at the end of the fourth quarter.
Thank God for you.
Sedadol, when sleep is your best option.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.